MPCC Rodeo is off and running. Did you have a good summer? Or do you ever take a break, or is the summertime to get away from rodeo or not?
Yeah, this job is 24/7 unforgiven. I did a lot of recruiting over the summer. The only difference is I don't have college kids around 24/7. So that's the only break I get.
Well, I'm glad to get away from it just a little bit, because I know that the fall into the spring really keeps you busy. And what about this year's version of MPCC Rodeo as you get ready for the Stampede that's coming up on the 11th? It's going to be coming up before you know it, Elkhai. And what about this year's squad? I'm sure it's going to be another strong one, isn't it?
Yeah, got an extremely strong squad. We're 38 strong, covered just about all the events. We won a national title last year with Trace Scarlaby in the bull riding. It was our very first national title, and he is back and ready to defend his title. So we're excited about him. I've got a bunch of returning CNFR qualifiers and some new faces that are ready to go to work. So I'm super excited about this group.
That was my next question, was as far as returnees back. It sounds like you do have some familiar faces back to compete once again for you.
Yeah, I'll have Kahiva. He's looking for his third all-around title in the Great Plains region. I don't think that's ever been done before. So we've got a chance with a lot of these kids to reset the history books. And I think that's kind of our big goal, is we're going to show up, but we're also going to break some records while we do it. So that's kind of where we're at. Whitney Jennings is back. I've got Matt Miller back. Ray Renner, Jackson Lund, just about pretty much all my CNFR qualifiers. They've decided to come back and give it another go, so we're excited.
How about the new faces, the freshmen or the maybe transfers coming in? What's it look like as far as that list?
Yeah, I've got three transfer kids coming in, one from Montana State. I got a kid from Laramie Community College, Team Roper, that's pretty good, and a kid from Texas. He's transferring from Texas College. Bull rider to come join us. I got a kid all the way from Oregon, and he is the state champion bull rider. Pretty excited about him. I've got Cade Smith out of Iowa, also a bull rider. He's coming in, and a lot of Hawaiians. I have a pile of Hawaiians, imagine that, coming in this year, and they competed at the national and state level and are ready to show Great Plains region what they can get done.
You've got a nice little pipeline from Nebraska to Hawaii, don't you?
I sure do. Yeah, I think we're 11 or 12 strong Hawaiians this year, so it's pretty cool if we get to give those kids an opportunity at this lifestyle. And so far, they love Nebraska, if you can imagine that.
Well, I know that the weeks, the years, you know, classes, kids getting in class here last couple of weeks since school started, and with practices in McCook and North Platte, just starting to get the routine down every day, aren't they?
Yeah, we hit the ground running. So we had the first day of class, we had a little team meeting, and then Tuesday we cracked the first set of bulls, we cracked the first set of team ropers, so we hit the ground running. So we're in the groove now. We're getting ready to go to our very first college rodeo here in about 2 days to River Falls, Wisconsin. So we'll kind of hope it all comes together and see what happens.
It's a trip for you, but you're used to that. I mean, that's the thing with your program, is you travel long miles to go to these different events, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Good thing is we travel together as a team, so nobody's really left behind. If something bad happens, we pull on the side of the road, fix the tire, and keep rolling. So it makes it pretty nice. I think the parents like it, the kids like it. So we do everything as a team.
And then the following week, coming up September 11th, 12th, and 13th, the Wild West Arena, North Platte, the Stampede is back for a couple of days. I know you're gearing up for that big event, aren't you?
Yeah, it is. It is a large one, and we're trying to make this one bigger than the year before. We've got a lot of vendors coming in, so we've got some shopping that people can do when they come in. We have Tommy Phillips, the award-winning stock contractor in Nebraska. He's back, and it looks like this might be one of the bigger years in the past 5 years in terms of numbers. They're huge. We got the numbers last night, and they're going to be a long rodeo. There's going to be a lot of contestants in town, and it's going to be kind of exciting. So we're looking for our 3-peat. This will be the third year in a row if we can do it, win rodeo of the year. So that's kind of, like I said, we're looking to break records. We're here. We might as well do it.
Yeah, a lot of those other schools are going to be here as well. We'll be bringing some pretty good kids as well, won't they?
Yeah. They've really upped their competition this year in all the events. So it's not going to be a landslide by no means. We're actually going to have to work at it, and it's good. We like the healthy competition because I tell these kids all the time, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. So we welcome it for sure. But it seems like those coaches did a really good job recruiting this year, and it's going to be dogfight the whole way.